the Banana Splits Movie Horror Show. Hey, welcome back. It's Real Bearded News. I'm your host. It's Sean. Thanks for coming over and spending your Sunday evening. As promised, here is the episode that I will be quickly discussing the Banana Splits movie. Now, if you guys remember, back in the 90s, when we were kids, most of us, some of you were already adults or children, you would sit us down, or we would sit down, and we would watch an amazing kind of like live TV show called the Banana Splits Show. And that song that we heard was the main theme for the TV show. And it was really great because it was like these dudes in like a big Barney outfit. And, well, it wasn't Barney, but, you know, these big outfits and stuff where they were like animals. There was like an elephant, a gorilla, a lion, and a dog. And they were all very southern sounding. It was really great. And they were like present like little cartoons here and there. And it was such a really, really like funny, dorky show to watch. And so I was so excited when I was walking down Walmart, like trying to choose a Blu-ray to buy. And I see that it says The Banana Splits. And then I turn it around and there's blood and gore and it's rated R. And I'm like, what the hell just happened to the Banana Splits? These guys were so happy. They were like, tra-la-la, la-la-la-la, you know? And I guess too many tra-la-las got to their head, and they went on a rampage. So I decided to go ahead and watch this movie. And let me tell you something. If you are a Banana Splits fan, or if you remember watching the Banana Splits back when you were a kid, this was fun. This is just fun to watch, and it's kind of like every kid's horror, like, imagination of horror. Because if you think about it, like, one of the biggest things that you're afraid of is, like, the things that we admire, right? Like, let's say Chuck E. Cheese, right? Like, these things just coming to life and murdering you, essentially. And this is exactly what the Banana Splits is. We have a kid who is a huge fan of the Banana Splits show. Because in this universe, the Banana Splits show had continued. And so, you know, he's been watching the show all these years, and so it's his birthday, and his mom gets tickets for the entire family to go watch it, and so they go, and the dynamic is a little off in the family, like, what's going on? Turns out that the little kid is the child of the mom and dad. Dad is a stepfather to the older child. Older child steals money because dad is a bit of a jerk. Honestly. How much of a jerk? You'll find out when you watch the movie. I don't want to give any spoilers. Just know that it gets really good. So the really cool thing is, like I said on our post in Instagram and on our Facebook and TikTok, Real Bearded News, was that, you know, we were keeping up in the spirits of killer animatronics. Because we did watch Wally's Wonderland, and that was a really fun movie to watch with Nicolas Cage. This movie doesn't have any, at least not that I recognize, any like huge actors, like big actors that you'll be like, oh my gosh, that's so and so. Except for the guy that's doing the voices for the Banana Splits guys cast. But aside from that, there's not really much of like Nicolas Cage is attached to this, or like, you know, Bruce Willis. There's nothing, no one huge of name really attached to it. At least, again, not that I noticed. And if there is, and I didn't notice, then clearly my observation skills have depleted over the years. Getting old, guys. Don't judge me. So we sit down, we watch a movie. The kid goes, and, you know, there is his birthday, and he's super excited. And the Banana Splits are now animatronics. So that's really, really cool. They took away the concept of a person being inside the suit, and now they're robots. But as every good technology, it needs an update. So an update happens, and this is where it gets crazy. Now, one thing the movie doesn't really necessarily make clear, at least I didn't feel and made a very, very clear point to it. I mean, you could put two and two together and you kind of assume, but it doesn't make it explicitly clear is if the when they were doing the update onto the animatronics, if the creator did a malware on purpose because he found out some information. And actually, I could tell you the information. The catalyst of the movie is basically that Banana Splits is getting canceled because a new dude took over as producer. And so they're canceling the show because they want something different. So it because, and the reason I say it doesn't make it explicitly clear is because he gets to do the update on the animatronics prior to the that information being found out. And so they don't really necessarily make it clear if he did it on purpose, if he had found out previously. But he falls, you know, victim to his own hubris at this point, though, as well. I mean, the animatronics don't attack him or anything, so that's pretty cool. But other events lead to different people being murdered. For as far as if this movie was a good movie to watch, it was really fun. It was fun and entertaining. It does have some very strong language. It does have some very, very strong scenes as well. You do see a guy get cut in half with a seesaw, which perturbs his girlfriend. She has like PTSD afterwards. So don't watch it with your kids. This isn't a Banana Splits from our youth, guys. Like, not even close to it if you haven't gotten that yet. To progress the story, there's a couple of other things that we find out. What was, again, it's not really, really made clear very well. But there's one character of the Banana Splits that isn't fully converted, but they really don't explore that, that reason. And if I'm not mistaken, guys, this movie, this one, the Banana Splits show, was the movie where it was supposed to be Five Nights at Freddy's. If you guys remember from Willy's Wonderland, when I was talking, or Wally's Wonderland, when I was talking about it, there was supposed to be a Five Nights at Freddy's movie, and then it got scrapped. Not necessarily scrapped, but it did get like on hold and rewritten. And so this was supposed to be that movie, and it just WB ended up doing something completely different because I forgot what was the reasoning, but we ended up getting, they had this slot and they had like this whole concept. And so they went ahead and created the Banana Splits, which honestly, yes, it was great to watch the Banana Splits, even though it was like very briefly to watch like the original show of what it was. They do add an extra character in there that at least I don't remember that there ever was this kind of character. But again, this is a universe where the Banana Splits continued from the time of our youth until the present. And so, of course, they're going to add things and take away others just to be able to continue rolling, right? And it plays a lot like a gag show where they'll have, like, people participate. Kind of like, what was that? It was the show with that had kids running around and stuff. I think it was called Legends of the Hidden Temple, that show. So they do have, like, a gag where kids are running, or these two contestants are running with their children, and they have to, like, get the key or whatever. And so, obviously, in this realm, the show has progressed just more than just, like, them hitting each other and like introducing cartoons and stuff. But, like I said, they do introduce some weird character there, some guy. And so it's just, like I said, as great as it is to see the show continue in this realm, I don't think that they should have taken the Banana Splits, because now there's going to be a whole new generation that's going to associate the Banana Splits show with gore and horror and people dying, right, due to these, like, the animatronics, right? And so when you take something that's old and you make it new, sometimes you just got to keep the core of it and continue instead of trying to reinvent what was already there. I think this is where it got muddled and messed up. But aside from that, it was just a really fun movie to watch. Is this something that you're going to remember like a few days later? Absolutely not. It's a very, as entertaining as it is, it's a very forgettable film unless you are a fan of that type of movie or of the original show, The Banana Split Show. That being said, this movie has nothing to do with the original show, and I want to make that pretty clear, and I think I've been hammering that point consistently. So it's great in visual effects. It's great in keeping the action up and progressing. But like I said earlier, the reasoning why things happen isn't very, very clear. It's not clear how or why. Story's very, very muddy. The one thing that I would say for something that has a story that's very, very muddy, the killings happen for a reason. Each kill happens for a reason. Although at some point, it started looking like their purpose was to keep children and to harm adults. And so it just makes you think, like, what would happen if, let's say, they were successful and now the children's become adults? Like, will they go ahead and slaughter them as well? So it was just a very, very interesting take as to what they were going to do with the kids that they had and what they were going to do to the adults. Their main protocol was to keep the show going, so they were literally going to have the show running live for the kids consistently. So that was a very interesting concept for sure. If I had to give this movie an overall rating, just rating everything in the same spectrum that I do my ratings for movies, it's unfortunate, but I would have to give this a 2 out of 5. The story is, like I said, the story is muddy. Although there's no quote-unquote senseless killing, sometimes it just doesn't make sense as to why some of the things were actually happening. In addition to that, personal opinion, I think that you're ruining what could have been a revive for a great TV show again. For now, for this generation of children that are rising up, instead of them having to, or parents having to show, you know, old school things. But in the sense of, you know, the new fear of, or exploring the fear of lifeless things coming to life for the sole purpose of killing you or kidnapping children, it's a very, 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 very well done film. In that sense, had they had a better story, had they developed story a little better, it would have exceeded beyond the measure that anyone could think of. It would have surprised people, honestly, I think. That being said, you can tell that there were things that were badly done because it was supposed to be a Five Nights at Freddy's movie, and then that got scrapped, so they had to kind of like squander and use what they had. It does seem like they were going to have a sequel the way that it ended, which is really, really cool, actually, because now I think the sequel, for the first time ever, I think this, if they do end up doing a sequel, the sequel has the potential of being better than the initial movie because of the way that it ended, because of what happens in the film. There's a chance to explore a completely different, genre within animatronics killings. And so I think and I hope that they do make a sequel and that they do make it better. Even though this movie is a 2 out of 5, if they do it right, if they do the story right, and I can't, and I hate that I'm not going to give any spoilers because that's part of what makes it good, is the specific reason why I'm saying the second one has a potential to being a 4 out of 5, even a 5 out of 5 movie. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't think that it made enough money to warrant the sequel, to greenlight the sequel. But if it does, you'll know that you'll hear here first. And so, again, the rating of this movie is a 2 out of 5. The Banana Splits, rated R. Animatronics killing people. It's pretty great. If you just need something to kill time, this is the movie to watch. It will keep you entertained, and then you could just move on with your life. Forget about it, honestly. So, thank you for stopping by and just being amazing and letting me know what it is that you want to hear and see and what you want me to, you know, review and talk about. I do this because it's so much fun to watch a movie and be able to discuss it with people and to discuss it with you guys. It's really fun. So, this is it. This was the review of the Banana Splits show. I called it the Banana Splits Horror Show because that's what it was. So, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. You can listen to this podcast anywhere. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcast, everywhere, anywhere. Anchor, thanks to Anchor for allowing us to continue our show after 2-3 years, I think, right? So I leave you here with some more Banana Split songs. So between the next time that I see you and I tell you what you should be watching or what you should be avoiding, don't forget, keep reading those comic books, keep watching that anime, rock and roll, and above everything, guys, stay nerdy.